Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Quarter in front, cuts and scores! Shorthanded goal by the Buffalo Sabres on the penalty kill unit again, and it's a 2-1 Buffalo lead.
Okay, back here on the Extra Point Show. No, Joe didn't suddenly morph into Sal. I'm back. Thank you, Joe, very much for spearheading, taking over the first segment of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Sal was interviewing for the Sabres head coach vacancy,
actually. That's what I was doing, yes. I actually have a really interesting story about where I was and what I was doing before I came back here to the station to join the show with you today. Of course, if you're just joining us, breaking news from the Sabres within the past little over an hour. Don Granato, head coach of the Sabres, has been relieved of his duties, along with assistant coach Jason Christie and video coordinator Matt Smith. Kevin Adams will be available to the media at 3 p.m. today. We will have Paul Hamilton at 11:05. I have not heard from Paul that his plan has changed to join us, so I'm going to assume he can, but totally understandable if Paul now is, you know, unable to do that because of his duties covering what's going on today. But we had already scheduled Paul for 11:05. I'm here now. You opened the show. Thank you very much, Joe Calley, Joe DiBiase, for being on the first segment. I today was at Lancaster High School speaking to Mr. Hersher's business class. Okay. I'm going to tell you a couple stories about this, and this relates to the firing of Don Granato. About a couple months ago, I had some mail here at the station, and I opened it up, and it was a handwritten letter from a young man named Caden. And Caden said, "Hi, Mr. Capaccio, listen to WGR, big sports fan. As part of my business class, we are asked to reach out to people in industries, different industries, and have them speak. And I'm writing to you, ask you if you can." Joe, this is a handwritten letter, not typed, not on a computer, not a tweet, not an email. I'm like, this is really cool. A kid writing a handwritten letter these days to send this to me, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, absolutely. So I actually called the teacher. I said, "Hey, I got this letter," and we worked it out, and today was the day. So I go to the class today, great group of kids, Lancaster High School. Shout out to Mr. Hersher's business class. Juniors and seniors, by the way. In the class today. Class was from 9 to 9:45, and that's why I said, "Joe, I'm going to be a little late to the show." Mm-hmm. I'm doing a Q&A. One young man raises his hand. He says, "How many hours a week do you typically work?" And I said, "Whoa, baby. That can range from pretty much in the off season, you're not really doing as much, to, hey, it's all the time."
Yeah.
I said, "You know, That's what I said. I said, I'm like a doctor on call sometimes. I know it sounds funny to say that, but as a reporter, as a host in this business, you never know when news is going to break. I said, for example, I could look at my phone right now and there could be news. And Joe, I am not kidding you.
You looked at your phone?
I looked at my phone and it said the Sabres had relieved Don Granato of his duties.
That's amazing.
At the moment this kid asked me, he had asked me probably at 9:25, 9:30.
Yeah.
The news broke at 9:20. I didn't see my phone until I looked at it to show him an example in the class.
Right. And there,
and
it,
there
was.
It is.
There it was.
There it is.
Released from his duties.
So now I said, wait a minute. And I read it and I looked at my phone. The kids are like, what's wrong? I looked at my phone. I said, oh my gosh, the Sabres just fired Don Granato. And these are Lancaster High School students. They know they're junior seniors. Most of them are into sports. Maybe not, but they're like, oh my God, oh my God. So the buzz starts happening in the classroom, right?
Yeah.
The teacher's like, oh my gosh, right? We start. So now my next 15 minutes is talking about that too and the business. And this just happened. And yeah. They're like, okay, what do you have to do now? I'm like, well, I got to go back to the station. I'm going to be on with Joe. We're going to do the show. I said, but if it was Bills, I'd be at the stadium. Since it's the Sabres, it'll be Paul Hamilton. He's going to go down there. He'll be there at 3:00. Don Granato's going to meet with Kevin Adams with the media. We'll air that on WGR. Chopin Bulldog will be on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real life, totally incredible example. Unfortunately, at the expense of Don Granato, of how it works.
Wow. That's, you couldn't beat that.
No.
For an example, at least.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Now, that is the news. And of course, yesterday, the Sabres announced Granato and Adams would both speak on Friday.
Right.
When they announced that, the natural reaction from most people was, okay, that means Granato's staying. Bulldog did a lot of his show on that because I agreed with him that if you're not going to announce that, if you don't intend on him staying. Now, I did say, I guess they could do it and then say, we're going to make an organizational evaluation and down the road. I did not expect it to come before Friday if they were going to do it at all. That's for sure.
Right.
It comes today. Do you think, Joe, there is any chance whatsoever the Sabres put that out as some sort of trial balloon to see the reaction that Don Granato will be coming back?
I don't think so. I think it depends. Those meetings usually probably come after they determine the media schedule, right, of the week. Like, it would be, you know, if there's a meeting that has to happen between ownership and a coach, and the media schedule they want released on Monday, but the meeting's not coming till Tuesday, you wouldn't want to release the schedule and then not put Don Granato on it, because then now you're assuming, you know, you've assumed guilt, I guess, in this way. You're assuming a firing. So I don't think it has to relate. Murray, I remember, referenced this earlier, that in 2017, Murray did an end-of-season press conference. He actually got to the podium and did it, and then it was like the next, and he never talked about anything that could have indicated he was about to be fired, and the next day he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the meeting with ownership didn't happen until after the media session. So I think it just kind of depends when they meet with certain people.
Do you think it's, okay, so this had to be predetermined, because they haven't even had they haven't even had exit interviews. One of the things that Bulldog talked about was
with players.
Right? Yes. Would they want to get any feedback from players before making any move? And obviously they didn't had no interest in that. This was, we're doing this now.
They probably know what the feedback would be.
Which, right? Is?
That the players love Don Granato and they do not want him gone, that they'll do better for him.
Agreed.
That they'll get behind him. I think they know what they would hear. So I think this decision probably comes away from that. Look at the players and how they reacted when there were 100 people, roughly, that chanted fire Granato in a 9-4 game in December. Look how they acted the rest of the season. Like, they loved this guy. So, no, I don't think so. I think this was probably going to happen regardless. If you were going to miss the playoffs and the season went the way it did, that this was bound to happen. And also that, you know, they're willing to eat. It's $2 million that was just reported, right around Granato's extension that hasn't even kicked in yet. So he'll get that money, but, you know, you have a $75 million hockey roster. $2 million.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Married players in Rochester this year that made $2 million. Tyson Jost cost them $2 million mm-hmm. to not play on the team. So I guess looking back, it's under, you know, we probably could have thought even more so, like, okay, the extension maybe isn't as big a deal as we think it is, because
they paid Rex Ryan for 3 years at like $4 to $5 million
right,
each year.
Right. I'm sure sure they don't like doing that.
No.
But nobody does.
It's the business.
Right. They're willing to do it. And again, like the comparable that I just kind of thought of this morning that was always out there is, okay, wait a minute. $2 million right around for Don Granato. They buried more money than that in Rochester this year.
That's right.
And those were players to not play for you, basically. So
we'll take your phone calls on this. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Okay, so now we get to what happens next. I love your segment driving in when I was coming back from talking at the high school, and the names and the situation. And of course, Lindy, to me, is going to be at the top of a lot of people's list. Some people hate the idea. Some people love the idea. I typically hate the idea of bringing back someone.
Sure.
Because of you do it because you bring him back and what it meant to the past and the organization. I don't hate the idea of Lindy. It's not my favorite idea. I'm going to give you my favorite idea. My favorite idea, which I'm still unsure of what the situation is. I've looked at it. What is Rod Brindamore's situation in Carolina?
So at last check, I'll do another one right now because I meant to during the break.
Because I keep searching for this. I can't find exactly what his contractual situation is. If he's under contract, not under contract. He signed some deal a couple years ago.
Yeah, he is in the final year of his contract.
Okay.
And the last that I saw, and he hasn't signed an extension since, Elliot Friedman had on 32 Thoughts maybe like a month ago, that they were closing in on a deal between the Hurricanes and Brindamore. But you still don't have a deal. So I guess you could treat it as until he has signed a contract with the Hurricanes, that's the guy you go all out for. Adams has a relationship with him, obviously, from in Carolina. And you try everything you can to get him to come here. That is the most credible idea that you could find. You would reestablish.
That is my number one idea.
Yeah.
You go get Rod Brindamore. Tell him, don't sign that contract.
Yep.
We're going to pay you more than they're going to pay you.
So until he signs it, I think you do that. I just don't think they are ever getting him to come here. If Brindamore wants to leave Carolina, he can have any job in the league. He could. If Toronto is about to fire Keefe if they lose in the first round. You can go coach the Leafs if you want.
Okay, wait.
You can go coach anywhere in the league you want. Are you picking Buffalo? I find.
Wait, I don't think that I have to go as far as you say no. If you have a relationship with Kevin Adams, first of all, who you've won a Stanley Cup with, okay?
Better be a pretty strong relationship.
Yeah. But Joe, they have a lot of good young talent. Yes, if you could choose a lot of teams, what?
I understand that
there's this organizational cloud, right?
Yeah.
And they haven't been. You could be the guy to get them. You don't know what it would mean to a coach to bring this team to the playoffs after 13 years of not making it. And you look at that roster and see Tage Thompson and Devin Levi and Dylan Cousins and Zach Benson and all the talent they have. And
see,
Owen Power and Rasmus Dahlin.
I don't know how highly their players are seen around the league. Like, Dahlin, maybe. And
youngest team in the league, right?
They are the youngest team in the league. That could also be a thing that it depends. Some guys might like that idea. Some guys might hate that idea. I think I would cross Gerard Gallant off the list because he hates playing young players, and he is not. I would be stunned if he is signing up for the youngest team in the league. Brind'Amour, I don't know how he is on that front. But, you know, their players, like, I don't know what their reputation is around the league. It probably isn't that great. They didn't have a player get to 60 points this year. So, if I'm Brind'Amour, like, again, you play the game of, okay, if I want to coach the best players, I got Matthews scoring 70 an hour north, or I'm going to go, Thompson had 29 goals this year. He has one big year. Like, I don't think their players are rate enough league-wide to convince a coach like that to come here. I'm questioning right now myself if they're talented enough to be a contending team. So, are they attracting Brind'Amour? They might not deter him, because it's not like it's a barren wasteland here. There's a lot of it. You just don't know what the high end looks like. So, I don't know. I can't see it. I cannot see a Brind'Amour coming here.
I'm sure Brind'Amour would love to stay in Carolina, and it's probably going to work out. I think there's more of a chance of the Sabres trying to do that and maybe even getting it done if they really, really put their assets to it as much as possible than you do. That said, you just mentioned Sheldon Keefe.
Yeah.
What if Sheldon Keefe gets fired?
It's an idea you like.
I'm wondering if you like it. I don't know if I love it.
He
did just coach Matthews to 60 goals. 70 goals, right? What's he getting? 70?
Does he have
70 yet? Did he get to it?
He's one away.
I think
he has one more game. Although Keith's talking like he doesn't even want him to get it. He said it's been a distraction. I hate it.
I'm not
worried about that anyway. But.
But they could wind up firing him if they don't advance again.
Oh, I think he was all year.
Yes.
If you could find next coach fired odds anywhere... It was after DJ Smith got let go in Ottawa. Granato was the favorite, and all year right behind him was Sheldon Keefe, always number two. So I agree. I think if they lose in the first round, I think he's probably gone. It's not my least favorite idea. It's not. He's won, but he's won in Toronto. Like, how hard is that? I don't want to take all credit away from him. So it's an idea, and it's another one where, like, okay, there's at least some proven track record here of this dude can get you to the playoffs. I'm not worried about him not being able to win in the playoffs yet because I'm just trying to get in first. So it wouldn't be top of my list, but that would be a respectable idea, I think.
Okay, I do not want John Tortorella here. I think John Tortorella is a dinosaur. I think the way he coaches, I understand that maybe this group needs a little kick in the butt. I understand that part of it. I am not interested in John Tortorella.
I'm not either, but I will say I'm more mentally open to it than I ever have been in my entire life. Because every single time they've needed a coach, even when they don't need a coach, someone's always out there ready to say, why don't they bring in John Tortorella? For 15 years, that's been a guy.
Okay.
Part of me almost says, bleep it. You know what? Nothing else has worked. Nothing else works. You know what? Fine. You want to get your way and put Tortorella in there, just see what happens? Sure, do it. He does make the playoffs almost everywhere he goes. But I would have a hard time with that.
Here's the other name that I thought of. Feel free to swear at me, yell at me, throw something at me, whatever you want to do. Speaking of the last 15 years and names and people like that, he's only 60 years old.
Okay.
Do you revisit Mike Babcock?
You can't revisit. I don't think you can revisit Mike Babcock. He tried to get back in the league. He got hired. Do you remember what happened before the season? This was only like a week, so it would have been easy to miss. And I got to pull up the details even myself.
I think I missed. That's right. I didn't even think about that situation that got him fired.
Off the ice stuff.
Yes, yes. My apologies. That's right.
His relationship with other players.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the Blue Jackets. This is a good question, because I've had people on Twitter ask me already this morning about him.
Okay.
Babcock got hired When was it? September 12th.
That's right.
July 1st. July 1st, Babcock was named the coach of the Blue Jackets. They got crushed for it. And then 10 weeks after, there were allegations of inappropriate behavior that actually came up on the Spit and Chicklets podcast. Babcock had ordered players to show him their photos on their cell phone.
That's right.
Stuff like that.
Okay, forget
building.
It. I don't want Babcock anymore.
Yeah. So
it
I
was
think,
a name I
think
thought
he's,
of.
He's pretty toxic at this. He's radioactive.
Okay.
You don't. I don't think I'd want that.
I agree with you. I don't know. I mean, Seth Appert does. It's just the spin in the wheels thing for me. He might be a great coach, as you said, but it's not anything that I'm interested in here. All right, Lindy is the idea I think a lot of people are interested in and want to talk about. We'll take your phone calls as well. 803-0550, Paul Hamilton up at 1105.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.